Now we have entered the tower Far's Hat, or Father's Hat. The floors above us are designated for cannons. We are in the dungeon. Below us is another 6 meter deep dungeon. Without any light whatsoever, the prisoners are forced to sit in total darkness. In winter, it also gets extremely cold. According to an eyewitness account from the 18th century, it is said that there was a floor grate hanging just above the ground floor on which the prisoners ate and slept. In all likeliness, the prisoners defecated through the grate, and it is said that the arrested prisoners begged for mercy or confessed their crimes as soon as they entered the tower due to the mere stench. During the 17th century, the witch trials in Kungälv culminated. Bohuslän was under the rule of Danish King Christian IV, and he is one of Europe's most vicious witch burners. In 1629, Gunder Anderses is imprisoned here in the dungeon, accused of being a witch or black magic woman. It is a hard time for Gunder to face here at Bohus. Torture was the method used to get information about a pact with the devil that had been stolen and to find out if there were more women involved. Gunder denies all charges, and the court rules that she should be released if 12 women, including herself, can swear that she is innocent. No other woman comes forth, and she now ends up here again, in the dungeon, waiting to receive her sentence. When the sentence is announced, it is clear that she will be burned alive at the stake. After 2 weeks of waiting for her execution, Gunder takes her own life. She was hung here in Far's Hat. To be on the safe side, the verdict continued to be carried out, even though Gunder is already dead.